The Epiphany of the Lord, year ABC. Reading, first reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 to 6. Second reading, letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 2 to 3, 5 to 6. Gospel from Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. The first reading, Arise, shine, for your light hath come, and the glory of the Lord hath risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The nations shall come to your light, and king to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your son shall come from far, and your daughter shall be carried in the arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camel of Midian and Ephah, although from Seba, shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the prayer of the Lord. The second reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that were given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly, which will not make known to the Son of Man in other generation, as it had now been revealed to his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. That is, how the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partaker of the promise in Christ Jesus to the gospel. The Gospel according to Matthew. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the day of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who had been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly, and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. When they had heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they have seen indeed went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Sharing of the reading. Theme. Christ is the light for all nations. Facing an event, people have different reactions depending on their need and hope. Some are indifferent. Some even try to suppress it. And some joyfully welcome it. Facing the event of Jesus' incarnation, though it had been foretold and recommended that people must be prepared for it, many Jewish people were not prepared to welcome the Messiah. Only the shepherds, the three wise men, eagerly looked for him, and they found the Messiah. Today, reading centralized on the mystery of the Incarnation. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah foresaw the day that God shall give his salvation and the glory for Jerusalem and the light to all nations. In the second reading, St. Paul reminded faithful about God's mystery of salvation. According to this plan, God chose the Israelites as his own people to prepare for the Messiah coming. When the Messiah comes, he shall bring his salvation to all nations. The condition to inherit salvation is to believe in Christ the Messiah. In the Gospel, St. Matthew reported three main reactions of people when they faced the good news of the Messiah coming. Indifference, planning to destroy him, and eagerly looking for him. Analysis of the reading. First reading. Right is the Israel glory and the light to all nations. First point, God's light shines upon Jerusalem. The prophet Isaiah called, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Chapter 60 of the book of Isaiah was written after the Babylon exile. At that time, Jerusalem was still a deserted city by war. Therefore, the passage doesn't imply the physical Jerusalem, but the spiritual one, represented by the Israelites. The one who makes Jerusalem to be risen up and lightened is God, not the Israelites. God's light and the glory are the salvation which he promised to give to Jerusalem through prophets. The salvation mentioned here is not only limited to the liberation of the Israelites from the Babylon exile and returning to Jerusalem, but also the liberation of the Israelites from their slavery of sin to the Messiah. Isaiah highlighted the contrast between the light of Jerusalem and the darkness of people in this sentence. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and take darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Jewish tradition believe they are God's people and deserve to have salvation. All other people are sitting on the darkness of sin and not worthy to inherit God's salvation. The darkness means three things. Don't believe in God, don't know salvation, and don't follow God's way. The second point. People from everywhere shall come to Jerusalem. When the Messiah comes, all things shall change. The salvation is no longer limited in Israel, but open up to all nations, as Isaiah visioned. And nations shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of the rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see, they all gather together, they come to you. Your son shall come from far, and your daughter shall be carried in the arms. As said above, the light of Jerusalem is God's salvation. This light shall shine upon all nations of the earth, and all people shall come to the spiritual Jerusalem to inherit this salvation. The prophet listed out the members who shall come to Jerusalem. They are first, the king and leader of the nation, second, son and daughter. These children aren't related to the Israelite by blood, but by their faith in God's salvation. When these things happen, Jerusalem shall be full of joy at the prophet and loud. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nation shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camel of Midian and Ephah and those from Seba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the prayer of the Lord. In the world at that time, prosperity was measured by flocks of animals, and camels were regarded as the most valuable animal to carry goods to desert in Middle East nations. According to Genesis 25, verse 4, Ephah was the son of Midian, the grandson of Jokshan, the father of Seba. Seba today is the man nation. Gold and frankincense were two most expensive things at that time. We shall mention those two things in the gospel when the three kings offer them to the infant Jesus. The second reading. The Gentiles shall also be inherited salvation together with the Jews. Third point. God's salvation is achieved through Christ. St. Paul wrote to the Ephesian faithful the words, "You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that were given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation as I have written briefly." St. Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesians when he was in prison at Rome. He reminded them about the restful land which God had entrusted to him. This plan contained two things: his conversion on the way to Damascus, and his mission to proclaiming the good news to the Gentiles. Between the two events was the time Paul went to the Arabian desert to retreat and to receive the revelation of the mystery of Christ. The reason why Paul needed this time was because he didn't know Christ as other disciples when he still lived in this world. Second point, the Gentiles are also inherit God's salvation. St. Paul continued, this mystery which will not make known to the Son of Man in other generations, as it had now been revealed to his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. That is how the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus to the prophet. Through these brief sentences, St. Paul let us know two main periods of the mystery of salvation. First, God chose the Israelites to be his people, to be chained and prepared for the Messiah coming. Second, when the Messiah comes, salvation is extended to all people through the proclamation of the gospel and people's faith in Christ. Through the professing of faith and baptism, all are united in Christ's body. Third, the gospel. People reacted to God's light. Third point. People must show their reaction before the good news of Christ. God could use the star to lead the three wise men directly to Bethlehem without a stop at Jerusalem. But in order for all inhabitants of Jerusalem to have an equal opportunity to hear the good news, he withdrew the guiding star, so the three wise men must enter Jerusalem to announce the good news and to ask for direction. St. Matthew reported this event as follows. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the day of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who had been born king of the Jews? For we have seen the star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel. Second point. Three people reaction before God's salvation. Facing the good news announced by the three wise men, we see three main reactions from the people. First, the indifferent attitude of Jerusalem inhabitants in general and of priests and scribes in particular. St. Matthew implies Jerusalem inhabitants knew about the Messiah coming in this sentence. When Herod the king heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. They were troubled and found the place of the Messiah to be born at, and then went back to their bed and continued to sleep. They could be hesitated because of darkness, cold weather, but simply because they already had everything and no need for the Messiah. The high priest and the scribe had more serious sin because they were people who understood Scripture and the importance of the Messiah coming. but they only use scripture to find out and to point the way for people to look for him. As for them, they close the book and deny to be on the way to look for Messiah. Second point. King Herod's wicked attitude. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." Herod not only refused to welcome the light, he also planned to destroy that light. In life, we also see many attitudes similar to Herod. People want to destroy light because they are afraid that light shall display their selfishness, wicked plan, and all darkness in their mind and heart. Third, the eager attitude of the three wise men. It was a sad day for the Israelites, but they waited for the day and the hour of Messiah coming. But when he appeared, only the three wise men from the Gentiles looked for him from far away country by following a guiding star. They weren't afraid of long distance, darkness, danger, cold weather of winter, and especially following a guiding star that could disappear anytime. They weren't discouraged when the star disappeared, but they entered Jerusalem with a hope that they shall find him through his story. And when they were guided by the prophet Micah, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, they continued their way. They exulted when they saw the guiding star again, and they found the infant Jesus, the King of all nations. They prostrated to worship him, and then they opened their bags to offer three most precious gifts to the infant: gold to accept him as a king, frankincense to worship him as God, and myrrh to foretell the infant passion and death. After that, they were revealed in a dream not to return to Herod. They departed to their own country by another way. Application in life. God had revealed his love to giving his only son for us. What is our reaction before this good news? Are we eagerly on the road to look for him, or hesitated to leave our privacy because our fear of danger, time-consuming, and laziness? Many times we turn our back to the light and the truth, not because we don't know they are the light and the truth, but because we fear that if we accept them, we must live according to what they require. We fear that if we come out to light, we must give up the sin which we are so due to them. Amen.